Bob, what do you think of Cole Irvin's second time out? Ran into a little bit of trouble the second, but it got out of it and able to go three.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he's got a good sinker. He's got a good changeup. I think he's still probably learning what his strengths are. But, you know, for a guy that does have a four-pitch mix, it looked like he relied on, you know, his strengths today. So he looked good.
I was just wondering how Lowry's at bats look to you.
Good. You know, that was a plan all along. We're just going to go two at bats with him today, no matter how quickly it happened. So, you know, he's pretty excited about getting back out on the field and, you know, just missed the first one and, you know, hit one into a shift the second time up. So, you know, we'll extend him a little bit more each and every time out. But I know he was excited about getting out there and getting back on the field, and he looked good.
Jess? Hey, Bob, Buddy Reed's just like turning into a human highlight reel. What are your thoughts on how he did today?
Great. I mean, you know, it's all about the bat for him because he runs well, he throws well, he plays good defense, you know, all that stuff he does really well. It's just, you know, about when the bat's going to catch up to the rest of his game. And, you know, so far this spring, obviously he's impressed with the bat as well. So he's an exciting player. You know, we don't have too many guys in our organization that, you know, have a lot of the other tools. He, like I said, you know, runs, throws, defense, everything you want.
Shayna?
Seems like the mail machine has a couple of hits every time he plays. What do you think of the way that he's performed so far this spring?
You know, he's really good hand-eye. I mean, you know, you catch anything that's hit his way and certainly has a way of putting the bat on the ball. I mean, it's one of the reasons we profiled him and took him in the Rule 5 that we did a year ago, and he stuck with us. So, you know, the second year with the team, a little bit more, you know, comfortable, but you know, does a lot of things that our organization profiles very well at the plate.
And what do you think of Soderstrom's hit?
It was great. I mean, you can't help but think back, and I mean, this kid's still a teenager, and you know, gets a go-ahead hit in a game like that. You know, here where there's a lot of people, so forth. Really, really, really exciting day for him, and he's going to hit no matter what. I mean, he's got a very advanced bat at a young age, and did a nice job behind the plate too. You know, unfortunately, we didn't win the game, but he should feel good about his performance today.
Martin?
Well, that was a pretty loud homer by Chapman. What have you seen just early on here in games, just looking healthy and looking like the way he was driving the ball, you know, last year before the injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's important for him to feel like he's got his legs underneath him. And that's his strength, you know, whether it's throwing, whether it's defense, whether it's hitting. And, you know, when you hit a ball that looks like a base hit to center field, you know, it goes over the fence by about 20 feet. You know, it just kind of checks all the boxes for you mentally that, you know, everything's healthy and everything looks good.
Manolo?
Bob, what's going to be the next step for Jed? You plan to rest him and then play him back a second, or what are you going to do?
I'll talk to him tomorrow. With a good chance that he doesn't play tomorrow, and maybe I run him out there at DH a few more at bats, or at least another at bat the next game.
Yes, and Cole Irvin, he's got experience in his career as a starter and as a reliever. You just said, well, he has a good dominion of his four pitches. Do you think that maybe he's going to be getting stretched out, you know, the rest of the spring to use him as a starter in an emergency, or you think he's a pen guy?
You know, we're going to stretch him out as a starter right now. We'll see how far behind, you know, Frankie Montas is right now. So yeah, I think he pitched well enough for us to continue to do that. You need depth. So, you know, whether it's Dungy, whether it's him, whether it's, you know, Caprillion, these guys are going to be our next wave. But, you know, he's here to make an impression in camp, and I think today he did.
See anything particular going on with Turley in the last inning?
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's not throwing strikes right now. You know, you look up there and he's throwing 97 miles an hour. He's got a good hook. He's just not throwing it where he wants to. And when you get behind and you get guys on base and you get behind in the count, you got to throw one down the middle. Sometimes that happens.
Melissa?
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Bert Schmidt's kind of struggled a little bit in his outings. Are you seeing the same stuff that you saw from him last year? Is he still working his way back?
No, he's working his way back, but we've seen, you know, you saw today the fastball at the top of the zone. He's got a good curveball, you know, ended up throwing quite a few pitches. That was going to be his last batter regardless, but, you know, he's got to feel confident about being healthy. And, you know, that he's shown certain degree of, you know, early count stuff and early batters that his stuff is there. You know, it's just about as the inning gets going a little bit more. And if we look to pitch him more than one inning, obviously, like we did last year, endurance will come into play.
And then just quick, I'm sorry, just quickly, Logan Davidson's gotten some decent amount of playing time, even over from the mini camp. How does he look compared to what you saw last spring?
He's bigger, he's stronger. He's, you know, I wouldn't say he's more confident because I really didn't get a great read on that. But, you know, it was nice to see our last two first round picks knock in three runs to put us ahead going into the last inning. So the more he gets to play and the more at bats he gets, the more confident he's going to be. He's going to be a good player.
All right. Thank you, Bob.